we call Thomas the Doubting Thomas. And it's been like that for more than 22 years. Now, why do we call the Doubting Thomas? And why we don't call Peter the Denier Peter? It's not the same. Well, no, Father. One doubts and the other deny it. Yes, I know. But why we always are concerned about Thomas' doubt? And I believe they have to be related to our own doubt. However, how many times do we deny our Lord Jesus Christ? And that is by faith. By faith. Faith is demonstrated and measured by obedience. Belief is not a mere verbal confession. So, you say that you have faith. And like the scriptures in the back also said, show me your works and I will show you my faith. Remember that scriptures? So, I ask you, how then do we demonstrate faith? How? How do we demonstrate faith when sometimes we act like Peter and like Thomas? And Peter and Thomas became the greatest disciples of Jesus Christ, don't they? God measures our faith based on what we do, in our obedience. Not by our feelings, the emotion that we express, or our words. So just as God knew the death of Abraham's faith by his obedience, we can know the death of our faith by the level of our obedience. These beliefs, this faith is not just intellectual agreement, but rather a deep condition that motivates our core and changes how we think. The evidence of this change is an action. True belief and faith must have actions to complete, or else is dead, is a useless faith. Faith without works, faith without actions is dead, because it reveals a heart that has not yet transformed by God. When we have faith regenerated by the Holy Spirit, our life will demonstrate the new life. Our works will be characterized by obedience to God. Unseen faith will become seen by the production of the fruit of the Spirit in our life through our actions. As a Christian, we belong to Christ. We belong to God, our shepherd. He is as his sheep, as we are. We hear his voice and follow him. This means that Thomas was one of those people who was close to Jesus, and that he spent about 3 years living with him. He witnesses his miracle and hears his teachings. He saw numerous demonstrations of Jesus' power, including his power to raise people from the dead. And he heard Jesus predict his resurrection. But he still didn't believe Jesus was resurrected until he has an action. Until he showed the interaction with Jesus and seeing for himself. That is how Thomas made his faith, by the action of seeing it and became alive, even by his words. That by not doing what he said, he in front of Jesus and his partners, he said, "My Lord and my God." A phrase that even we say at this time, that we have not seen the resurrected Jesus. However, we believe in every time that we raise that cup and that bread at this table. Now also, today we're celebrating Mercy Sunday. Faith was revealed to Sister Faustina through the action of mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not only acting by faith, work and action, but also showing his love and mercy even in those moments that she needed to verify that what we see is the faith that we believe. Today, our faith needs to become and actions. Like Peter, like Thomas, we those today in our faith need to become an action of mercy through Christ our Lord, and allow the others to say like Thomas through our actions, "My Lord and my God."